Paolo Nutini follows in a musical tradition. Maybe not the one you might expect from his name. It's a tradition that includes Joe Cocker and Rod Stewart. Sometimes it's called Blue-Eyed Soul.
You asked me to remember. A kiss is but a kiss. Like I'd be a fool to want more from you. And I'm gone in a while.
This is One Day from Paolo Nutini's third and latest album, which is called Caustic Love. Paolo Nutini joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let me ask about that title, because Caustic Love does not exactly sound like Love Me Tender.
I suppose I was referring to when you get that notion, when you fall into that feeling with somebody, a romantic love. I think I was interested in how it can wash over the safety blankets, the things that we'll put up to stop ourselves maybe being so exposed. And I think that when that comes along, it can dissolve those shields and leave you vulnerable, but in leaving you vulnerable to perhaps the biggest torturous heartbreak, and that's what the album, I suppose it's about myself trying to open up and encouraging to be open and to be receptive.
How was I to know you just come along? Lips like they be singing sex stop strawberry songs. Never heard it coming, thought he's just another woman with a shotgun in her hand. She's a bass, she's a beat, she's a rhythm, she's the band. And the girl so fine, but you wanna scream hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When did you first know you could sing?
It's a matter of taste. I think some people don't think I can. But I remember being in, you know, New Year's Eve. We would always go round to my uncle's house. He would be a mad karaoke buff. Everybody would be encouraged to go up and sing something. I remember just going up and it was an Elton John track. And everybody was a bit like, never seen that coming. I started to sing some more, and I used to go and borrow the machine and sing Sinatra songs, you know, just sit away singing Strangers in the Night or something.
And your parents still own, I gather, a fish and chip shop?
That's right. It's this month, it's the centenary, 100 years old.
Well, your parents aren't that old.
It was my great-grandparents that started the fish and chip shop. So three generations.
Did you ever work there?
My dad would argue otherwise, but yeah, I maintain that I put in a shift. Yeah, I was about 15.
You know, I gather working in your father's fish and chip shop would either make you want to succeed him or make you do anything other than work in a fish and chip shop.
When he came into that business, it was more out of circumstance, really. My grandfather started to take ill, and I think he had aspirations to be, you know, an architect. And he was always keen for me, I think, to maybe try and go down a route where I could be more creative than I could be in the chip shop. And I think that he always encouraged me to do something different.
Let's listen to another song from this album, if we could. And this one is called Someone Like You.
Someone like you wasn't meant to be defined or confined, or even met eye to eye.
What do you like about singing?
For me, it's an outlet. I don't have a lot of skills, you know. And I've always loved to sing since I was a child. And I think it was definitely a love for the four or five part vocal male harmony groups that really took me away. You know, I'd always try and be like the fifth drifter. I'd always try and find another harmony that wasn't there, you know, with guys like the Ink Spots, you know, hearing that, and just to be so emotional and fragile, but also very much seem like a man singing the song and not a boy. I think that always amazed me, you know, to see these guys with their hearts on their sleeves and, you know, and wearing all their vulnerabilities.
Just there to be explored and then all while adored. Someone like you, someone like you. La, 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 la.
Song that'll surprise a lot of people, Iron Sky. What's behind it?
the world seems to throw up problems, goings on that the song could be about. A lot of people have drawn as it specifically about Scottish independence, is it about Gaza? It really isn't about anything as specific as that.
We are proud individuals living for the city, but the flames couldn't go much higher.
I was inspired by a lot of German impressionist film with Fritz Lang, and it was the movie Metropolis, and that whole man versus machine, and really where we're heading and where a lot of advancements seem to be taking us. You know, obviously then that has its connotations with war as well. You know, the concept of war is just never really... It's always baffled me as such, because there never seems to end. There never seems to be a winner. It seems to breed more war, unless it's like ends in obliteration.
For those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die.
A lot of people might have guessed it already. That was Charlie Chaplin from The Great Dictator.
It was. Obviously, the speech in the movie is a lot longer than that. You know, it really echoed and amplified what I was getting at with a lot more definition than I was able to put on it.
You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us use that power. Let us all unite.
Paolo Nutini, his latest album, Caustic Love. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.